Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. We're having a very special program today, and as you know, if you have to get a piece of paper and a pencil, or you type in some websites, we'll have that information for you today. We normally do programs with breaking news that have to deal with issues that have to do with the heartland of America and what we're doing to do, what we're going to do to try to make changes in that area. Today is no exception because we're going to be talking to a man in the Prague, Oklahoma area. He is a wonderful man who is a single father. His name is Mr. John Glenn, and what he is doing, what has happened to him is something that should happen to no one, because he's a man who has been, he's a self-made man. He was even on the hit TV show Providence on NBC TV. He is also good friends with friends of ours, Mr. Max Gale, who was just recently in the hit love story and American story about the life and the legend of Jackie Robinson, baseball player, in the movie 42. Max Gale is a wonderful person and a wonderful friend of mine, and he also is a Mr. John Glenn. Now, don't get this John Glenn mixed up with the John Glenn that is an astronaut, but he's kind of close to it, because his family in Prague, they've done a lot of history-making things. His nephew, Mr. Ace Walker, is known and has an award named after him in Prague. And so there's a lot of history there in that area. Mr. John Glenn, are you there with us, sir?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Welcome
nervous.
To Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. You have been working for the Prague School District for 11 years. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And your nephew, he is so well known there that he's the coach of the Winnipeg Goldeyes in Canada, and he has done a lot of wonderful work. He has done a mural, which I found on the website, on his website.
Picture. He was a pitcher for the Goldeyes.
Oh,
and
he
brought
pitcher?
Them to the 2012 Goldeye Championship.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that information. Get me updated. See, that's what happens when you have sports fans. They know.
Also, well-known artist here in town has murals throughout the town of his artwork on the side of the buildings and whatnot.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, for anyone who is watching, who's listening to this program, they will be able to see one of the most famous murals that he's done, and then have access to his website as well. I posted one of his pictures on this promotion for this program today. So for those of you who want to see it, definitely link onto the website, and you'll see one of the murals and stuff. It's just an honor having you with us today to be able to talk about your case and your situation, because you've done things in Hollywood, and you have friends, and you and I have some of the same friends, some of the friends of Breaking News Journal, Mr. Max Gale and others. And I wanted to talk to you about your situation in Prague. You have been working there for 11 years. You know a lot of inside information there that the District of Prague do not want you to tell us today, but that you're going to tell us. So tell us what happened to you, and this has happened to other people that have left the school district as well. Tell us what happened to you and why we're on Breaking News Journal today.
There are many things that they had brushed under the carpet in the past and drummed up stories about to cover certain people like team players, their head team players on sports and whatnot, because it's a small school and they can't afford to lose players. So say one of their top players has got caught bullying somebody, they brush it under the carpet, don't give them near enough punishment. And that further endangers other children in the school, because they don't get the strict punishment for it. But, My situation was is I drive a route bus morning and evening, and in between I do a shuttle bus from middle school to high school, usually athletics, ag department, art department. And my noon shuttle was to pick up the football kids and the basketball kids from the gym. And so I picked up football, went over to the gym, picked up basketball. Everybody sat down but one child, a student that I have turned in the previous times to the principal about bullying several students at different times. But and I don't know if it was, you know, why he chose that day, but he wanted to face up with me, cussing at me, you know, not to hit him, but he kept chasing up to me. Meanwhile, I kept my professionalism and just told them, get in that seat or get off the bus and go find your coach. You need to do, listen, and I said, again, get in your seat, get off the bus. We were always taught to remove any problems on a bus for the safety of other children.
Right.
Even if it's a route bus, if I'm driving all the kids home, say I have one that's out of control, if it's not too far out of the way, here to immediately, you know, get them off the bus, go ahead and, you know, break your route off and get them off first. That way you have other witnesses, of other students to witness if they do anything, you know.
Absolutely.
So you're removing the bus to remove the threat of maybe an accident occurring or whatnot from the distraction of the bus driver. But back to the incident, he had his box had shoes in it. After the second time I told him to get off the bus, you know, to get thrown his box off and proceeded to hold on to the front cushions at the stairway at the front of the bus and just literally chest up to me and stare me in the face. And all I had done was open hand behind around the waist as you're escorting an old woman down that off the bus. I said, you know, let's get off this bus now and find your coach. And he had resisted. So then I just said, okay, then, and I jumped in the seat to proceed back to the middle school. And he had went ahead and jumped off the bus before I got the doors closed, okay, and got his shoes. So I went back to the middle school and went directly to the principal, Jerry Martin, that's running his store in there. I immediately asked him if he could get somebody to take over selling his candies and stuff to the children. I had a situation, and he just ignored that. Right after following me, came other kids that are pretty close friends to that kid. And three of them went up the mat saying, I'm joking. Getting all these different stories. And I said, are you hearing this? It happens probably about seven times a year to, you know, teachers, other drivers, even principals where kids drive to school, have history.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up a little bit. So just keep your, make sure you keep your microphone, your face to the microphone or your phone, so you can
better?
Make sure everyone hears you. That's better.
Okay. So, anyways, it happens several times a year to any employee or several, to where you have this situation. It's usually handled professionally. You know, I mean, they'll reprimand them and whatnot. My actions are to keep people safe, you know, the students safe on that bus at all times.
Absolutely.
So anyways, he said he'd take care of it, and I just went on about my business. I got a lunch right after that shuttle, and I came back, drove my evening shuttle, and the next day I came in and did my first shuttle, and my immediate boss, Roy Grissom, he's the head of transportation at Prague Schools. He came to me and said that new superintendent wanted to talk to me about the situation. And so he and I had went into a meeting with him. He already had a packet wrote up.
Wow.
And confronted me saying, I'm going to suspend you. And I just total blindsided. I said, for what? Did you put your hand on somebody? I explained to him how I did. It was nothing wrong with it. It was handled in a professional manner. He proceeded to say,
Do they have cameras?
Okay. They don't. We've been requesting to please put the, because nowadays, they used to have a VCR ran cameras, and there's a lot of rural roads out here that will get the washboard effect real dusty, and it just destroys the machines real fast.
Oh, I see.
It didn't work out. But now with the digital age, there's digital cameras that they could have put in there a couple years ago even. A lot of the buses there ran down. There's at least 3 buses that the speedometer don't work. Several different issues like that.
Another
safety issue. But during that meeting, he went in and called the Jerry Martin down, principal of the middle school, and he had asked me, I have a student saying that you pulled down on the shoulder, ripped his shirt, pushed him. I said, Jerry, I said, you were there when I approached you with the problem. You heard 3 of them say I choked them. And he said, yes, I did. I said, and it never happened. I said, you're going to get all kinds of stories, and you know it. You're aware of it. You usually handle it proper. So superintendent broke back in saying, I can't have this. You touched the kid. This was against the parade policies, and you are now suspended for 3 days. So he asked me to leave. I came home. Later that day, I get a certified letter from the mail carrier. It's a small town. They can do it quick.
Right.
And that initial one wasn't even discussed in our meeting. He had wrote, Mr. Glenn, as of 10/10/2013, you're being placed on suspension for your position with Prairie Schools. Due to the events of 10/9, your future employment with Prairie School is being assessed. This is the second time, which that's also a lie, that you have been admonished and dissent with Prairie School Board staff policy. We have begun an investigation in this matter. Lower the areas of investigation. They put threatening, intimidating, coercing, interfering with students.
Oh, my God.
Creating disturbances on the premises at any time. A poor relationship with students, which I have a great relationship with students there.
My goodness.
Violation of district rule of policy. And Mr. Martin's investigation centered on the allegations that on 10/9/2013 that you put your hands on a student, hit the student in the back of the head,
and
threw the student's shoes off the bus. This is the incident I described to you. The student was, but your actions far exceeded the scope and sequence of appropriate action. Your employment status will clarify at 10/21/2013, the suspension begins 10/11 and will conclude on 10/15. This will be without pay. In the event that it is found your employment is terminated, you're entitled to due process hearing before the board, if so requested. You will be required to request this hearing within 10 days, and tomorrow is the last day, and I am going in, maybe even this afternoon, to go ahead and apply for that. I cover all my grounds.
You cover all your bases.
I went through all the steps, all my bases.
Mm-hmm.
This new superintendent, Andy Evans, he does not know me. He only knows me from what he heard from people that had problems with me in the past, as far as, because, I would bring up incidents that have happened and want answers for why it was handled this way when it should have been another way. Just different issues like with construction, why it's always a certain family member in their family gets major construction deals in upwards of even $175,000. They didn't like me asking questions like that.
So what you're talking about, for those people who are listening, he's talking about jobs that are like most city jobs that are being bidded on by subcontractors. And normally, when a job is up, a lot of people are voted. You know, they go bid in on a contract, and then whoever has the lowest bid normally wins the contract to be able to do the job that's needed in the city or in the school district. In this case, you're saying that what happened here is that they had special people that they wanted to get the job. So no matter what the bid came in as, and it's not recorded or it's not public information, it normally will go to someone that they wanted it to go to.
Well, yeah, I believe it is public information, and there definitely is record of instances that I know of where another employee, their son is a licensed now. He graduated and became a licensed electrician. Well, a major electrical renovation came up the school, and I think that was upwards of, $60,000 to $80,000. But one woman that she knows all the bids. You know, she knows what to tell him to bid, and he got it. I really look at a lot of that as a form of embezzlement myself, because I did.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, where a family member came in to discuss a payment and was hushed up real quick.
Wow.
And that's one of them that's like kind of after my termination for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I have co-workers, Ms. Mary Hoover, would come to me periodically about Roy Grissom, my immediate supervisor and head of transportation, always talking me down throughout for years. And this
but
is
you're there for 11
supervisor.
Years.
Yeah, 11 years. And, you know, it just created a toxic environment for me. But I held my head high and just did the right thing and continued on. And there's several incidents where they had tried to use excuses to get rid of me previously, and one of them was actually at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I had a severe abscess that went down into my neck, and it knocked me out for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And I kept in contact with Roy Grissom. Well, mm-hmm. He had went to the new superintendent and told him that he hadn't heard from me. So they tried to trump up a firing then, but I flat out told him, I was on vacation. I had to use my whole vacation pay up to take care of that illness.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't fire you when you're on, you know, a medical problem or
right.
Vacation. Right. And they knew they couldn't get away with that, so they had tore it up and said it wouldn't, wouldn't be held against me. It was as though it never happened.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, until this incident, now they're saying, oh, well, you know, this is the second time. Well, it's not. That
uh-huh.
other was tore up. Nothing's ever been signed up
uh-huh.
still to this day.
So even with the forced termination pretty much that they've done with you, you haven't signed anything in agreement with what they're talking about. And I think that
nothing
that's the best one. Yeah, and it seems like a legal – according to most attorneys, and I did check out some attorneys, is that that as long as you haven't signed anything, you know, then you know there is a chance that you have a good case, and you know we are looking to see make sure that we can get someone who can represent you in your area because you know I don't like and Breaking News Journal and all of our representatives and associates all over the country, we do not like to see people have to struggle about regular issues because a lot of people, the administrations of these companies and school districts sometimes are bullies. They're the bullies a lot of times, and this is the information that we like to have out in the public eye so that everyone is aware of what's happening, who's doing it, and where it's happening. Now, you also told me something, and then we're going to get back to your case again. You also said that there are things that whenever there's an issue going on in the district, that something that you see that's going on against the kids, you verbally express your opposition to it, like the kids not getting a good nutritious meal because they don't like that agenda that's going down with the food that's being prepared based on what the president's wife and her nutritional program. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You can sit there and watch any lunch in any part of the school. Your kindergartner, first grades at the ECC, Early Childhood Center, you watch them with their lunch. They're not allowed to talk, and that it's a little strict with that. But they might drink their milk, they might eat the cake, but they leave everything else and throw it in the garbage. And ever since that Miss Obama had pushed that, it's not law. They don't have to abide by it. They do, and our district pushes all schools to follow it. But
they are pushing schools to follow it, and they are forcing all kinds of things. I think you saw also that they're enforcing testing. That's all the kids are doing is testing now. They're taking away all the children's freedoms just in case people don't understand what's going on. Why educators are leaving the public schools systems. People are pulling their children out all over the country. They are doing some awful things to kids right now, under the guise of a new standard that they're imposing. And the people that are behind these impositions, you will not believe. But Bill and Melinda Gates are a part of it. They have a foundation that has about $350 million in it, and they are totally planning to dumb down the children of America, totally destroy their minds and their creativity. The creativity that your son and your nephew had putting up the murals and the artistic things that he's done on his beautiful website, the young kids that are out today, they are planning on taking all that creativity away. People, we're in a serious, serious time of this country. It's getting ready to turn into a socialist, communist country, and I don't say that very easily, and it took me a long time to understand what was going on, but it is serious and it's happening out there, and anyone like Mr. John Glenn, who's watching everything that's going on in the school districts or in his area of professionalism, if they don't like what is being done, their job is to get rid of good people and replace them with enforcers or people that they want that are gonna toe the line, that are going to make money off of whatever is going on in destroying our children's lives. And that's, I wanted to say that before you finish giving us your story.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You could ask any teacher about the way it is on teaching now, and their main complaint is they can't teach. All they can teach is that test, that federal testing that the kids take every year. They use up their whole year teaching them that test to pass it. Because as you've seen in the news and all that, they always grade schools by their test scores. So, yeah, that is a big problem. All teachers complain about it, and that you can get that right on the nose.
Are parents taking their kids out in the Prague school district? Are they taking their kids out and putting them in the homeschools or co-ops, homeschool co-ops or anything like that? Because that's what I'm hearing.
I know several that they are homeschooling, yes. And I know several homeschool kids, period. But yes, and one real close student of mine on my bus, she had her parents had took her out due to bullying and whatnot last year, And she spent the rest of the final year last year in homeschooling, but she did come back the next year. She you know, just really missed it and being around the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, that,
and she's
happens.
Doing great
that,
now.
That's good, but it may be a two-edged sword with the fact that they're bringing in Common Core in the school district and stuff like that. Now, we have about 4 minutes left. I want you to finish telling your story about what it is that you are that you want and how people can get in touch with you on Facebook.
Okay. I still have this one more letter on the 21st, which was their final decision of termination. It says the district is determining your employment with the district just based on situation participated in on 10-10, your choice to leave a student at the high school after pushing on the student inappropriately and intolerable, the district will pay you for Wednesday or Friday at last week during your suspension. Your discussion with me about not getting paid for extra hour a day could not be substantiated with Dr. Martin. You have the opportunity to have a due process hearing before the board. And that is where they owe me 120 hours of overtime. I've been getting it for working an hour overtime every day for the past year and a half, and they haven't paid me the past 6 months. And I have proof of it. And yet he's right there on a certified letter stating he's not going to pay me. I think I can get that straightened out for sure through the labor board. But one thing I want to say real quick is real concern for me, too, is this is smearing my son. This is my son's senior year, and that's one of the most memorable seasons for any child is their senior year. And,
right.
You know, his memory is going to be of me getting wrongfully terminated and having to fight this, and that really upsets me.
So you need what is your son's name?
Jesse Glenn.
And you know,
yeah.
People, we need to show our support to Jesse, you know, because you're right about this. We need, you know, this situation happened at a really serious inopportune time. And for him to, for the, you know, of course, you know now that these people don't care about Glenn, about him, and they don't care about you or anybody else. Is, you know, they want people to walk lockstep in line with whatever their procedures are and whatever their agenda is. And your son should not have to suffer that, because this is his senior year, and everyone knows that is one of the most prominent, that most special times for any child. I mean, you can go to college and all those different things, but high school is the thing you remember the most, because those are the kids that you grew up with, and those are the people that you want to see, you know, when you come back together. And this is going to be awful for him to have to remember, or people ask him every time he comes to a class reunion, you know, how is your father? Did he ever recover from this, or whatever the case may be? That's an awful thing, because there's a strong, good legacy of Mr. John Glenn's family in Prague, and now is trying to be tainted. And it's up to the people and everybody else to make it good again. Is that what you want to tell people, or is there something else you want to say as well?
And you know, they even made an achievement award named after my nephew Walter Christian Jr. And it's an achievement award they call the Walter Christensen Award. You know, and I do nothing to smear my family's name in the ground or disgrace their name in any way, and you know, it's like my Roy Grissom knows my financial situation. I have two broke down cars, only have a motorcycle running, and bad weather's getting here, and they picked the perfect time, and I think it's even just to maybe even make it where I do default house payments and whatnot, because they picked it right at the time when I have to pay all bills.
Okay, I can't hear you. Would you go ahead and say it again?
I said they picked the perfect moment to blindside me with this wrongful termination,
yes,
knowing that I wouldn't have a pay income coming in after this. So it's just too much of a coincidence with the, you know, all bills going to be coming up on the 15th, and I have 3 days, as they're saying, coming to me, and it's just wrong.
So let me ask you something.
Jesse has a class ring that I've been needing to purchase, and I can't do it now. You know, a yearbook, his final yearbook, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. It's just killing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell people how they can support you if they want to support and be a part of helping you make your son's graduation a good one. And if there's anyone that can offer legal representation, we are getting this information out to the news departments and stuff in the Prague and Oklahoma City areas. If there's anyone out there that wants to help, who wants to help Mr. John Glenn get more information out to the public, so that maybe if someone wants to help create a fund or anything like that for Mr. John Glenn's son, and or anything else that you can help with. He needs help everywhere. He needs car parts. He needs the car to be able to get around, and everything else. So anything that you can help him out with. I mean, he is an American treasure. Let's help our own in the heartland, because people, no one else is going to do it.
And please, please, all your prayers really help a lot.
Yes, your prayers. And if
amen,
anyone
and
wants
thank
to reach you,
you
on
all,
Facebook.
All of you.
You're
amen,
more than welcome.
You're
more than welcome. You want people to contact you on Facebook, right, John Glenn?
On Facebook, yes, that's fine. I'll open it up to public access. Yes,
okay.
that would be great.
Okay.
All your love
all
and
right.
support. I have people in Holland and all over the United States that are really concerned with this, and I thank you all for your support.
Welcome. You're so welcome, John Glenn. You know, I will get this information over to you, and you can get it out to as many people as you can, and we'll keep in contact and try to get you the support that you need to have, okay?
Thank you very much, Ruth.
You're welcome. Be blessed. I'll talk to you later.
Thank
come
you.
Rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're wonderful again. 'Cause I've got you. And I love you under my skin.